Are you looking for a money reset? With the new year upon us, the Jill on Money podcast is here to help you take control of your financial life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. Big news of the day here is yesterday, finally, the Phillies have landed one Don Mattingly. Donnie Baseball is going to be the bench coach for your 2026 Philadelphia Phillies. Now, kind of funny how all of this went down. So, for those who have not followed the timeline, and this is a little in the weeds, but basically, so Mike Calitri was the bench coach for the Phillies. He was. And at the end of season press conference, it was announced that Mike Calitri was getting moved to field coordinator, and that basically a new role that they were creating, that they were going to do a search for a veteran type of bench coach who could be someone Rob Thompson could lean on in the dugout, kind of get another manager in there. And at that point, the Blue Jays were still, you know, in the postseason, still playing in the ALCS. They ended up winning against the Mariners, then literally inches away from winning the World Series in seven games against the Dodgers. And in most situations, you would say, why would someone like Don Mattingly leave a bench coach? Not for a managerial job, but why would you leave one bench coach for job for another bench coach job, a lateral move, just to, you know, for a team who didn't make the World Series? Why would you leave the Blue Jays? And the answer, of course, is his son, Preston Mattingly, is the general manager of the Phillies. Now, of course, he's not the top of baseball operations. Dave Dombrowski is president of baseball operations. Preston Mattingly, a spot down. But still, he's now, you know, working for his son. I thought it was funny on the afternoon show yesterday. Jack asked Spike if he had any advice for him in terms of any advice for Preston Mattingly. Had a boss around your dad who helped you get the job in the first place. Of course, Spike and his dad, Howard, it was WIP for years. So kind of funny stuff there. But Donnie Baseball now with the Phillies. And again, I don't know if they had this in mind when they first moved Calitri to field coordinator, but basically this just allows another guy to get in the dugout. So I love it. My first thought, couple of things. He was referenced in Seinfeld a bunch. There's a scene where George walks in. It's the opposite episode where things are going great for him at the Yankees and Elaine turns into a loser. And, you know, George goes, I had a conversation with Mr. Don Mattingly. He's the first baseman. I was talking to him about his swing, X, Y, and Z. Then there's one where they're down in Atlantic City. It's the uniforms. And, you know, the broadcasters are talking about the new cotton uniforms that shrunk. And it's a backfiring on George. And he goes, oh, my God, Mattingly just split his pants. That's kind of the lore of one Don Mattingly for me personally. Going back to the 90s. I like this. I like it as someone who Thompson can lean on in the dugout. I like having a veteran presence there, another manager there. I don't think he's being brought there to, pressure Thompson or try and turn the heat up on him. I think this is going to be a mutually beneficial thing. And now you have, a real presence in there. And Don Mattingly's, he's been with the Dodgers, the Marlins, in a manager role, bench coach with the Dodgers. And there's been some thought that maybe he's got ties to Bo Bichette, trying to get Bichette with the Phils. Maybe we'll cover that on tomorrow's episode. But really, really good move by the Phils. Really like that they're kind of doing this, thinking outside the box. Again, they got a little creative with the movement of bench coach to field coordinator to all that stuff. And I think Donnie Baseball fit great with the Phils. I think he's still got a lot of respect, a lot of cachet in the baseball world. So why wouldn't you? And also the funniest part about this is they had to wait until early January when his contract expired. Apparently his contract went through December 31st with the Blue Jays. I don't know why it doesn't just end with the league year the way the player contracts do, but whatever. Early January, first Monday of the year, Phillies and Don Mattingly officially agreed to terms on a contract for him to be the bench coach here beginning spring training and then opening day 2026. Looking forward to that certainly a lot. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. Big news of the day here is yesterday, finally, the Phillies have landed one Don Mattingly. Donnie Baseball is going to be the bench coach for your 2026 Philadelphia Phillies. Now, kind of funny how all of this went down. So, for those who have not followed the timeline, and this is a little in the weeds, but basically, so Mike Calitri was the bench coach for the Phillies. He was. And at the end of season press conference, it was announced that Mike Calitri was getting moved to field coordinator, and that basically a new role that they were creating, that they were going to do a search for a veteran type of bench coach who could be someone Rob Thompson could lean on in the dugout, kind of get another manager in there. And at that point, the Blue Jays were still, you know, in the postseason, still playing the ALCS. They ended up winning against the Mariners, then literally inches away from winning the World Series in seven games against the Dodgers. And in most situations, you would say, why would someone like Don Mattingly leave a bench coach? It, like, not for a managerial job, but, like, why would you leave one bench coach for job for another bench coach job, a lateral move, just to, you know, for a team who didn't make the World Series? Like, why would you leave the Blue Jays? And the answer, of course, is his son Preston Mattingly is the general manager of the Phillies. Now, of course, he's not the top of baseball operations. Dave Dombrowski is president of baseball operations. Preston Mattingly, a spot down. But still, he's now, you know, working for his son. I thought it was funny on the afternoon show yesterday. Jack asked Spike if he had any advice for him in terms of any advice for Preston Mattingly, how to boss around your dad who helped you get the job in the first place. Of course, you know, Spike and his dad, Howard, it was WIP for years. So kind of funny stuff there. But Donnie Baseball now with the Phillies. And again, I don't know if they had this in mind when they first moved Calitri to field coordinator, but basically this just allows another guy to get in the dugout. So I love it. My first thought, couple of things. He was referenced in Seinfeld a bunch. There's a scene where George walks in. It's the opposite episode where things are going great for him at the Yankees and Elaine turns into a loser. And, you know, George goes, I had a conversation with Mr. Don Mattingly. He's the first baseman. I was talking to him about his swing, X, Y, and Z. Then there's one where they're down in Atlantic City. It's the uniforms. And, you know, the broadcasters are, you know, are talking about the new cotton uniforms that shrunk. And it's a backfiring on George. And he goes, oh, my God, Mattingly just split his pants. That's kind of the lore of one Don Mattingly for me personally. You know, going back to the 90s. I like this. I like it as someone who Thompson can lean on in the dugout. I like having a veteran presence there, another manager there. I don't think he's being brought there to, like, you know, pressure Thompson or try and turn the heat up on him. I think this is going to be a mutually beneficial thing. And now you have, like, a real presence in there. And Don Mattingly's, you know, he's been with the Dodgers, the Marlins, in a manager role, bench coach with the Dodgers. And, you know, there's been some thought that maybe he's got ties to Bo Bichette, trying to get Bichette with the Phils. Maybe we'll cover that on tomorrow's episode. But really, really good move by the Phils. Really like that they're kind of doing this, thinking outside the box. Again, they got a little creative with the movement of bench coach to field coordinator to all that stuff. And I think Donnie Baseball fit great with the Phils. I think he's still got a lot of respect, a lot of cachet in the baseball world. So why wouldn't you? And also the funniest part about this is they had to wait until early January when his contract expired. Apparently his contract went through December 31st with the Blue Jays. Like, I don't know why it doesn't just end with the league year the way the player contracts do, but whatever. Early January, first Monday of the year, Phillies and Don Mattingly officially agree to terms on a contract for him to be the bench coach here beginning open, you know, spring training and then opening day 2026. Looking forward to that certainly a lot. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. Big news of the day here is yesterday, finally, the Phillies have landed one Don Mattingly. Donnie Baseball is going to be the bench coach for your 2026 Philadelphia Phillies. Now, kind of funny how all of this went down. So, for those who have not followed the timeline, and this is a little in the weeds, but basically, so Mike Calitri was the bench coach for the Phillies. He was. And at the end of season press conference, it was announced that Mike Kelechri was getting moved to field coordinator, and that basically a new role that they were creating, if they were going to do a search for a veteran type of bench coach who could be someone Rob Thompson could lean on in the dugout, kind of get another manager in there. And at that point, the Blue Jays were still, you know, in the postseason, still playing in the ALCS. They ended up winning against the Mariners, and then literally inches away from winning the World Series in seven games against the Dodgers. And in most situations, you would say, why would someone like Don Mattingly leave a bench coach? It, like, not for a managerial job, but, like, why would you leave one bench coach for job for another bench coach job, a lateral move, just to, you know, for a team who didn't make the World Series? Like, why would you leave the Blue Jays? And the answer, of course, is his son Preston Mattingly is the general manager of the Phillies. Now, of course, he's not the top of baseball operations. Dave Dombrowski is president of baseball operations. Preston Mattingly, a spot down. But still, he's now, you know, working for his son. I thought it was funny on the afternoon show yesterday. Jack asked Spike if he had any advice for him in terms of any advice for Preston Mattingly, how to boss around your dad who helped you get the job in the first place. Of course, you know, Spike and his dad, Howard, it was WIP for years. So kind of funny stuff there. But Donnie Baseball now with the Phillies. And again, I don't know if they had this in mind when they first move Kelechri to field coordinator, but basically this just allows another guy to get in the dugout. So I love it. My first thought, couple of things. He was referenced in Seinfeld a bunch. There's a scene where George walks in. It's the opposite episode where things are going great for him at the Yankees and Elaine turns into a loser. And, you know, George goes, I had a conversation with Mr. Don Mattingly. He's the first baseman. I was talking to him about his swing, X, Y, and Z. Then there's one where they're down in Atlantic City. It's the uniforms. And, you know, the broadcasters are, you know, are talking about the new cotton uniforms that shrunk. And it's a backfiring on George. And he goes, oh, my God, Mattingly just split his pants. That's kind of the lore of one Don Mattingly for me personally, you know, going back to the 90s. I like this. I like it as someone who Thompson can lean on in the dugout. I like having a veteran presence there, another manager there. I don't think he's being brought there to, like, you know, pressure Thompson or try and turn the heat up on him. I think this is going to be a mutually beneficial thing. And now you have, like, a real presence in there. And Don Mattingly, you know, he's been with the Dodgers, the Marlins, in a manager role, bench coach with the Dodgers. And, you know, there's been some thought that maybe he's got ties to Bo Bichette, trying to get Bichette with the Phils. Maybe we'll cover that on tomorrow's episode. But really, really good move by the Phils. Really like that they're kind of doing this, thinking outside the box. Again, they got a little creative with the movement of bench coach to field coordinator to all that stuff. And I think Donnie Baseball fit great with the Phils. I think he's still got a lot of respect, a lot of cachet in the baseball world. So why wouldn't you? And also, the funniest part about this is they had to wait until early January when his contract expired. Apparently, his contract went through December 31st with the Blue Jays. Like, I don't know why it doesn't just end with the league year the way the player contracts do, but whatever. Early January, first Monday of the year, Phillies and Don Mattingly officially agree to terms on a contract for him to be the bench coach here, beginning open, you know, spring training and then opening day 2026. Looking forward to that, certainly a lot. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. Big news of the day here is yesterday, finally, the Phillies have landed one Don Mattingly. Donnie Baseball is going to be the bench coach for your 2026 Philadelphia Phillies. Now, kind of funny how all of this went down. So, for those who have not followed the timeline, and this is a little in the weeds, but basically, so Mike Kelechri was the bench coach for the Phillies. He was. And at the end of season press conference, it was announced that Mike Kelechri was getting moved to field coordinator, and that basically a new role that they were creating, if they were going to do a search for a veteran type of bench coach who could be someone Rob Thompson could lean on in the dugout, kind of get another manager in there. And at that point, the Blue Jays were still, you know, in the postseason, still playing the ALCS. They ended up winning against the Mariners, and then literally inches away from winning the World Series in seven games against the Dodgers. And in most situations, you would say, why would someone like Don Mattingly leave a bench coach? Not for a managerial job, but like, why would you leave one bench coach for job for another bench coach job, a lateral move, just to, you know, for a team who didn't make the World Series? Like, why would you leave the Blue Jays? And the answer, of course, is his son Preston Mattingly is the general manager of the Phillies. Now, of course, he's not the top of baseball operations. Dave Dombrowski is president of baseball operations. Preston Mattingly, a spot down. But still, he's now, you know, working for his son. I thought it was funny on the afternoon show yesterday. Jack asked Spike if he had any advice for him in terms of any advice for Preston Mattingly. Had a boss around your dad who helped you get the job in the first place. Of course, you know, Spike and his dad, Howard, it was WIP for years. So kind of funny stuff there. But Donnie Baseball now with the Phillies. And again, I don't know if they had this in mind when they first move Caliche to field coordinator, but basically this just allows another guy to get in the dugout. So I love it. My first thought, couple of things. He was referenced in Seinfeld a bunch. There's a scene where George walks in. It's the opposite episode where things are going great for him at the Yankees and Elaine turns into a loser. And, you know, George goes, I had a conversation with Mr. Don Mattingly. He's the first baseman. I was talking to him about his swing, X, Y, and Z. Then there's one where they're down in Atlantic City. It's the uniforms. And, you know, the broadcasters are, you know, are talking about the new cotton uniforms that shrunk, and it's a backfiring on George, and he goes, oh my God, Mattingly just split his pants. That's kind of the lore of one Don Mattingly for me personally, you know, going back to the 90s. I like this. I like it as someone who Thompson can lean on in the dugout. I like having a veteran presence there, another manager there. I don't think he's being brought there to, like, you know, pressure Thompson or try and turn the heat up on him. I think this is going to be a mutually beneficial thing. And now you have, like, a real presence in there. And Don Mattingly's, you know, he's been with the Dodgers, the Marlins, in a manager role, bench coach with the Dodgers. And, you know, there's been some thought that maybe he's got ties to Bo Bichette, trying to get Bichette with the Phils. Maybe we'll cover that on tomorrow's episode. But really, really good move by the Phils. Really like that they're kind of doing this, thinking outside the box. Again, they got a little creative with the movement of bench coach to field coordinator to all that stuff. And I think Donnie Baseball fit great with the Phils. I think he's still got a lot of respect, a lot of cachet in the baseball world. So why wouldn't you? And also the funniest part about this is they had to wait until early January when his contract expired. Apparently his contract went through December 31st with the Blue Jays. Like, I don't know why it doesn't just end with the league year the way the player contracts do, but whatever. Early January, first Monday of the year, Phillies and Don Mattingly officially agree to terms on a contract for him to be the bench coach here, beginning open, you know, spring training and then opening day 2026. Looking forward to that, certainly a lot.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.